Anonymous asks, I am currently reading a book that is based on real-life accounts of what happened in a certain area in Poland during the Holocaust. We know that Nazis, Yimach Shemom, were cruel, sadistic monsters. I am sick to the stomach from the accounts of things that took place on a day-to-day basis. My question is this. We know that the real perpetrator of these heinous crimes is actually Hashem Elokeinu, and the Nazis were just instruments of his will. How can I believe that our God is a God of absolute love and kindness when we know that he has caused these horrendous things to happen to his beloved people for thousands of years? And how can I truly love him when I know for that to be the case? Okay, the truth is that this is a very serious question, which has been dealt with since Moshe Rabbeinu, who also asked the Rabbanu Shalom, why are there tzaddikim who have it bad? And the basic answer is that the Nazis did what they chose to do for the evil, and for that they will be punished. God, however, permitted them to execute their evil plans because God had a reason why what was executed was for the good. And even though to us it seems horrendous that people should suffer so, but you have to remember that this world is not the end of everything. It is only a very small part of a person's eternal existence. And we don't see the whole picture. We don't see what happened before the neshama came to this world, what will happen to the neshama afterwards. And just like a person seeing someone cutting up another human being would think it is cruel, but if, in fact, that was an operation that would save the person's life, it's not cruel anymore. It was necessary because of the circumstances. That there may be circumstances where people have to go through terrible suffering in this world in order that neshamas should be saved for the next world eternally. And only God knows that. So because we don't see the whole picture, we have to give God the benefit of the doubt, at least, and trust that he knows what he's doing, that he is merciful, and that if people have to suffer in this world, there's a good reason why that's necessary in the light of the entire eternal picture. And therefore, your next question, Rabbi Akiva died by having his skin combed off his flesh with hot combs. Is that the kind of end we have to look forward to if we devote most of our life to trying to serve Hashem on the highest level? No, not every tzaddik suffered like Rabbi Akiva. But in Rabbi Akiva's specific case, God knew that this was necessary for him, for the Jewish people, that this was the way his neshama had to leave this world, which was best for the Jewish people and for him for eternity. I'm reading accounts that many people allow themselves to be shot rather than do the Nazis' work on the Shabbos. Is that the correct thing to do in such a situation? Lo aleinu. Question is, does one have to give their life rather than transgress a prohibition? There are many factors that affect the answer to that question. The three major sins of murder, immorality, and idolatry, under most circumstances, a person has to give their life rather than transgress them. Other sins, under many circumstances, one does not have to give their life. Shabbos is one of them. However, there are situations where even for Shabbos, one must give his life, where the non-Jew wants the Yid to be Mechal Shabbos specifically to show that Jews will do Averis, and it's in front of 10 other Jews, then it's very possible one has to give up their life. If it's not in front of 10 other Jews, or the Goy wants you to do it for his own personal benefit, not just to make a Jew commit a sin, then it's possible that you don't have to give up your life. On the other hand, if it's a Shas Hashmad, a time when Goyim are trying to obliterate Yiddishkeit, then even for a minig, you have to give up your life. Whether the Holocaust was a time that Goyim were trying to obliterate Yiddishkeit or just trying to obliterate Jews is a question. And therefore, most poskim held that Jews were allowed to work on Shabbos, eat treif, in order to preserve their lives during the Holocaust.